friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the Lord's Supper, Meditations for Disciples, particularly a brief glossary of the Lord's Supper. If you've only partaken of the Lord's Supper in one or two congregations, you're probably ignorant of many words that are used by different traditions. One term is not better than another, just different. Some of the words I'll be using in this series of lessons, so I thought it'd be good to define some of them first. Words for the Lord's Supper. Well, Lord's Supper is used directly in 1 Corinthians 11:20 to describe this ceremony of remembrance. This word is common in most denominations. The term Last Supper refers to the historical event which took place before Jesus' crucifixion, at which he instituted or began the practice of the Lord's Supper. Communion, from Latin communion, communio, mutual participation from communis. The Latin Vulgate translates the Greek word koinonia at 1 Corinthians 10:16 this way. The King James Version translates koinonia as communion here also. This idea of mutual sharing has come into English as communion and emphasizes both the way the Lord's Supper unites God's people and the communion we have with Christ at the table. This word is very common among Protestant groups such as Methodists, Presbyterians, Baptists, and others, and is often referred to as Holy Communion. Eucharist, from the Greek word eucharisteo, be thankful, comes from the account that Jesus gave thanks before presenting to his followers the bread and wine, Matthew 26:27, Mark, Luke, 1 Corinthians. This word is more common in liturgical churches, such as Roman Catholic, Anglican, and Episcopal. Mass is used by Roman Catholics, Anglo-Catholics, and some High Church Lutherans to refer to the service of the Lord's Supper. The word comes from the vulgar Latin messa, literally dismissal at the end of a religious service, and late Latin to send. A related word, missal, M-I-S-S-A-L, is a book containing all that is said or sung at Mass during the entire year. Maundy Thursday refers to the day on which the Lord's Supper took place, which some churches celebrate with a Maundy Thursday service. Maundy comes from the Latin mandatum, command, from which we get our English word mandate. That night Jesus said, John 13:34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Agape feast, or love feast, is another term in Scripture for the Lord's Supper found in Jude 12, and used especially these days by the house church movement. Agape is the Greek word most often used to describe selfless love. Generally, an agape feast refers to a full meal that Christians have together, during which bread and wine are eaten, such as was the practice in Corinth and the early church. 1 Corinthians 11, 20-22, for example, Acts 2:46, Jude 12. The breaking of bread is another way the early church referred to the Lord's Supper, Acts 2:42, 46, and 27. Divine liturgy is the term often used by the Byzantine tradition, Eastern Orthodox, Oriental Orthox, and some Eastern Rite Catholic churches. The word liturgy comes from the Greek liturgia, public service. In English, it refers to a rite or body of rites prescribed for public worship. Holy kurbana, or holy sacrifice, is the term used by the Chaldean and Syriac Christian rites. Badarak is the term in the Armenian church. And you get the idea, different churches, different history, different tradition, different name. Host, H-O-S-T, is a term sometimes used to describe a small, thin, round wafer used at communion, especially by those who believe in transubstantiation, which I'll talk about in a moment. The word comes from the Latin hostia, victim, sacrificial animal, and is used in the Roman Catholic tradition and occasionally by Anglicans. chalice, from the Latin calyx, cup, is a goblet intended for drinking during a ceremony. Cup is the term used in the New Testament to refer to the drinking vessel, and often to the wine contained within the vessel, used at the Lord's Supper. We see this in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and 1 Corinthians. Finally, table of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 10:21, is another way of referring to the Lord's Supper, emphasizing the host who invites people to a meal in his presence, fulfilled in heaven, Luke 22:30. In the Old Testament, the term Lord's table referred to the priesthood's ministry of sacrifice and offering, Malachi 1:7 and 12. Nouns used to refer to the Lord's Supper. What should we call this action of partaking of the Lord's Supper? There are several terms used to describe this kind of religious act. Sacrament, from the Latin sacrare, to consecrate, is probably the most common term, defined in the dictionary as a Christian rite, as baptism or the Eucharist, that is believed to have been ordained by Christ, and that is held to be a means of divine grace or to be a sign or symbol of a spiritual reality. Catholics recognize 7 sacraments: Eucharist, baptism, ordination, penance, confession, marriage, and last rites. Most Protestants recognize 2 sacraments, the Lord's Supper and baptism. Another word is ordinance, from Latin ordinare, to set an order, appoint. It means a described usage, practice, or ceremony. Sometimes this word is used instead of sacrament by those who want to de-emphasize what they consider magical ideas that have been associated with the term sacrament. They use ordinance to emphasize Christ's direct command and usually restrict the term ordinance to the Lord's Supper or baptism. Rite and ritual, from the Latin word ritus, number, is a more general term, meaning in this context a prescribed form or manner governing the words or actions for a ceremony, the ceremonial practices of a church or group of churches. The Lord's Supper can properly be referred to as an ordinance, a sacrament, or a rite, depending upon your tradition. Some Christians use the term ritual with a bit of contempt, but if you observe them, they come to use the same prescribed words again and again themselves, such as wedding vows or words at the Lord's table. Rites and rituals are not wrong. They are human ways in which we reverently set apart certain events as special, as sacred. Being critical of other Christians' rites and traditions shows our own narrowness, parochialism, and critical spirit, more than the supposed purity of our doctrine or the superiority of our freedom in Christ. The presence of Christ in the sacrament. I talked about this in the introduction, but let me just go over it again in this glossary. Transubstantiation. Trans means change. Means the miraculous change by which, according to Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox dogma, the Eucharistic elements at their consecration become the body and blood of Christ, while keeping only the appearances of bread and wine. Consubstantiation, con meaning the same. The actual substantial presence and combination of the body and blood of Christ with the Eucharistic bread and wine, according to a teaching associated with Martin Luther. Real presence. Catholics believe in the corporeal presence or real presence of Christ in the sacrament, that the bread becomes Christ's body, and that when they partake, they are taking in Christ's actual body. While we're at it, let's clarify the verbs that describe the Lord's Supper in our day. Different traditions use different verbs. I share this so you'll be able to understand when other Christians relate the Lord's Supper in their own tradition, so you won't be offended by their terminology. Celebrate, in this context, means to perform a sacrament or a solemn ceremony publicly and with appropriate rites, such as in celebrate the Mass. Some Protestants use celebrate to mean to praise God with joy and exuberance, which is a fine definition. But don't confuse this connotation with celebrate in connection with the Lord's Supper. That's really a different and separate use of the word. The person who officiates at the Lord's Supper is technically referred to as the celebrant. Just a couple more. Perform in this context means to do in a formal manner or according to a prescribed ritual. It's not talking about performance for an audience kind of connotation at all in this context. Partake of, as in the phrase, partake of the Lord's Supper, means to eat and drink the communion elements. And then finally, enact means to act out. In a sense, we act out the Lord's Supper, breaking the bread, offering prayers and blessings, and distributing the elements to those present. Something like Jesus did at the Last Supper. Most of these English definitions and etymologies, by the way, are found in Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary, 2003.